Tonight, we're going to discuss back to basics. Right? We were all children. We learned how to get dressed in the morning, and we were taught how to get dressed from a physical standpoint, but now we're going to learn from a halachic standpoint how to get dressed in the morning. And I really believe it's very difficult to do these halachas because we're so not used to it. We're so used to just whatever, you know, getting dressed is just a chitimtzah to get clothing on so you can go out on the street. You don't think about, and that's really the beauty of this sugya, is that mamish, every part of our life as Jews has a halacha to it. Sometimes you got to look, got to find it, but it's not a free-for-all. Nothing is a free-for-all. Even getting dressed and putting on your shoes and tying your belt, everything has halachic significance and halachic sources, some Gemara, some not Gemara, but it's a fascinating idea to see how everything is attributed to halacha and everything has a way it's supposed to be done. So we'll start off like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph in Shabbos is discussing one's shoes. We'll start with shoes and we'll be back and forth with shoes, and hopefully by the time we're all done, we'll even discuss a shiloh, do you have to buy Shabbos shoes? And it's going to be even connected to the sugya. You have to wear special Shabbos shoes. You can wear the same weekday shoes. Weekday shoes, Shabbos shoes, it's all the same. We'll see how that's all going to be bli neder relevant. So the Gemara says also like this. The Gemara says, "The Amar Rabbi Yochanan ki tefillin kach mina olam." Says tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that tefillin are like shoes. Ma tefillin b'smol, just like by tefillin, you start with the left. You put the tefillin on your left. Af mina olam b'smol. So to the shoes, go on the left first. Meis effect the Gemara kasha kishu no'al. It says when you're no'al, you're no'al shal yamin. You first put on your right. Then you do your left. Ah, you told me it's like tefillin. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yosef, hash the tanya hachi, v'am Rabbi Yochanan hachi, da'avid hachi avid, da'avid hachi avid. Basically do what you want. Free for all. You can either put on your left shoe first, you put on your right shoe first. Either way, you're okay. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yochanan never heard of the Mishnah. Maybe he disagrees with it. Maybe he doesn't agree like it. Fine. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara talks about having Yer Shemayim. Yer Shemayim. A God-fearing Jew. Where else does the Gemara say this? I think the Gemara says this by Tfilas Keri. And the Daf Yomi came up a few blad ago. Right? The Gemara said that if you're makbid on the Tfilas, also I think the Gemara uses such a term. So Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Yorei Shemayim, God-fearing Jews, Yoytzi Yidishteim. You'll fulfill both opinions. How can I fulfill both opinions? If one opinion says left and another opinion says right, how can you do both? Says the Gemara, Umanu Mabrei de Ravina. Who's that? That's Mabrei de Ravonna. We'll see if that's a discussion how to read his name. And it's going to have a major nafkamina halacha. Why? Hechi over, what do you do? Sayim di yimna, first put on the right, v'loy kata, but don't tie it. The sayim di sma'olay, then put on the left, v'katar, v'hada kata di yimina. Says the Gemara, you want to get the best of both worlds. Says machloikis in the Gemara, do you put left shirt, left shoe, or right shoe? Says the Gemara, I have a pshara. Put first on what right shoe, then put on the left shoe, then tie the left shoe, then tie the right shoe. That's the Gemara's pshara. Now, Omer Vashi. Now, this is what most people know as a halacha, right? But you got to continue reading the Gemara. Omer Vashi, Chazina l'Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana to like kapit. I saw Rav Kahana that he was not makbid. He did whatever he wanted. He did market over, do whatever you want. Fine. Tan Rabban. Kishahu na'al, when you take them off, na'al shall, I'm sorry, when you put on your shoes, na'al shall yamin, you first put on the right, v'achkach no'al shall small. Kishahu chalat, not only is there halacha how to put on your shoe, there's halacha how to take off your shoe. Kishahu chalat, when you take off the shoe, chalat shall small, first you take off your left shoe, v'achkach chalat shall yamin, then you take off your right shoe. Kishahu rachat, when you bathe yourself and you wash your body, rachat shall yamin, you're first supposed to wash the right side of your body, v'achkach rachat shall small, then you wash the left side of your body. Kishahu sach, when you're smearing, sach shall yamin, v'achkach shall shall small. V'haroit alasach chagufa, let's say you want to take a shower and you plan on washing from head to toe, sach, head goes first. Because it's the king of all our body parts. So what's the takeaway from this Gemara? The Gemara seems to be saying, at least in one opinion, the proper way to put on your shoes are right shoe, left shoe, tie left, tie right. The question is why? What's the significance of left? I understand right is, because everything right is more chashiv, right is more important, so right should normally dominate. Why is there an element, at least a sheet in the Gemara, that left wins? And why is it when it comes to the tying, left wins? But it's also important, that's going to be the next show. Let's say you're lefty. Let's say you're a woman. What happens? We'll get to that.
Does that tie with the original statement that it's like to fill in? Because you tie.
That's right. That's right. We're going to see what exactly is the comparison. Also, the Gemara tells us that there were Amorayim who didn't buy into any of this. They did whatever they wanted. Thirdly, you see from the Gemara that not only is there rules on how to put on your shoes, there's equal rules of how to take off your shoes and equal rules on how to bathe and wash oneself. Taisvus over here on the Gemara, very important Taisvus. Says Taisvis, the Gemara is talking about shoes that have a tie. What happens if the shoes don't have a tie? That's an example today. Many of us, I have a shita. For weekday shoes, I only wear slip-ons. I tell my wife, in the morning, during the week, I'm like a firefighter. Every second counts. I stay in bed till the last second, and when I jump out, I got to run to shul, and I don't have time to deal. Shabbos, I have time, I'll tie things. But during the week, it's like a firefighter. You got to jump and go. You don't have time for anything. So what happens next? What shoe do I put on first? Rabbi Leibowitz has a 10-minute halacha we discussed. Let's say Velcro. And we'll see what he paskins, and we'll see what others paskin. He didn't quote these others. He quoted on his own, but we'll see others seemingly disagreed with his psak. But let's say a Velcro. Are Velcro the same thing as a tie? Let's say, you know, Velcro is very popular. You have something like that. So we'll see. It's based on this Taisvis. Says Taisvis, Omer Riva. The Davkal in Kshira. It's when it comes to tying. Who the Chashivish shall small? The question is, how emphasis do you make on the tying? Can you argue that a Velcro is also a tie? Maybe. That's what Rabbi Leibowitz thinks it is. He thinks it's the same thing as a tie. His argument is you don't really tie your tefillin. Right? You wrap your tefillin. You don't really tie your tefillin. But okay. Mishum de chashivas tefillin hu bikshira. The whole reason why left goes first in the tying is because of the kshira of the tefillin. Aval ipchaloi, but not the other way around. Ula high time it says Taisus, yeshloi linol shel yamin tchila bimin olim sheim bem kshira. So let's say you have shoes that require no tying. We'll call that, everyone agrees, slip-ons. Slip-ons. So Taisus, slip-ons. Avada goes right before the left. So you gotta know. If you're putting on shoes with laces, so then it goes right, left, tie left, tie right. If you're putting on slip-ons, so then it goes right, left. The right always goes first because of the chashivas of the right. So that's what comes out according to this Gemara. Now, I'm going to get to that also. The question is this Gemara only about shoes? Or let's say clothing. Let's say, for example, right leg, left leg, when you get dressed in the morning. Or let's say, for example, right. This is the if you ever notice, if you look closely at Chassidish clothing, it goes the other way around. It goes from right to left. Why? Because everything has got to go right to left. So if you have to have the button opposite the way we do it. The way we do it is we're really going left to right, if you think about it. We're not going right to left. So we'll see. Everyone calls it the Chassidim. I have it on the paper from the Chazinish. Chazidish wasn't very Chassidish. He also thinks you should try to have it, the buttons are the other way. Most of our shirts are not like that, but so some people argue. Well, let's say, for example, you're going to tie a belt, so you should try to go, everything should go right to left. We'll talk more about that. How's it say in Shulchan Aruch number 2? Mechaver in Shulchan Aruch. Yino, mino, yamin, tchilav laikshirenu. Put on your shoe first, but don't tie it. V'yachach, nino, shal small, then put on your left shoe. V'yikshirenu, then you tie it. V'yachzev, yikshir, shal yamin, then you retie the right. Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Gemara. Again, there was three opinions in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the middle one, the Yerushalayim opinion. The Yerushalayim was, you want to get the best of both worlds, so you put on one, then you tie the other one later. Interestingly, yeah.
And that's presented as a pshara, rather like having a slanting mezuzah.
That's right, that's right. This was the pshara. Now, it's interesting. Many of the Rishonim, they don't even quote this Gemara at all. They tell you, do what you want. And we'll see the Beis Yosef addresses this question. Do what you want, but then the Gemara say what a Yerushalayim should do. So hold off. We'll see. Then the Ramah concludes, Ubimina Olim Shalonu She'elem Kshira, and our shoes that don't have any tying, I guess they wore slip-ons in the times of the Ramah in Krakow in the late 1500s, you know, Shayimin Tchila, then it's a no-brainer. You put the right on first. So again, slip-ons is based on our Taisvis. Slip-ons, right then left. Easy. Says Mr. Baruch Yamin, why does the right go first? Shekei matzino b'teri shayimin choshev tomer. We know that right's always more important. Lenyim bohen yod v'regel ul chol advarim shemakdim in hayimin lasmol. By the carbon of the mitzayra, everything always goes right over left. Right is more choshev. Now, so why about the kshira? Why is the tying left first? Because when it comes to tying things, the Torah gives chashivas to tying on the left. Because which hand gets the tefillin? The left hand is where you make the kshira. So you see, kshira and left go together. So on the placing, the shoe goes on the right, but the tying goes on the left. And when it's anpelos shaleved, this is basically another way of saying something that's not a shoe. That's basically my understanding of these two words. The best translation I found was a bunch of words I didn't understand. But it basically means, if it's not a shoe, but it's something that requires a tying. So says the Mishnah Berurah, then ain't tzarich lahakdim small l'kshir. Then there's no hakpada of the left tying it. It's only a question if it's a shoe. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'iter yad. What about a lefty? Shemeniach tefillin b'yamin shakaladim. He's always putting on his tefillin on his right. Yakdim yamin gam lahakshira. He should be makdim the yamin also to the kshir. So it sounds like a little bit that what he does is he puts on the right and then he ties the right. he does right, and then he moves on. Not everyone agrees to this Mishnah Berurah either. Continues on the Mishnah Berurah, Yemin Tchila. Listen to this unbelievable Chiddush. V'im nis damen loy shel small. This happens to me sometimes, I forget where I put my other shoe. So I wake up in the morning, there's one shoe by my bed. And it happens to be your left shoe. So it says Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to continue getting dressed. Most of us will say, oh, come on, really? This is like so important. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's unbelievable. When I first saw it, I said, no way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in this dam, in loy shel small. Let's say for something you have the left first. Yamdin achi yaviu loy shel yamin. You have to wait until they bring you the right. You can't put on just the left. It's unbelievable. Then he concludes what we saw, that when you wash your body, you should always wash the right first. Let's just see one more halacha on Shulchan Aruch. Halacha, hey, back in number two. Kishe chaylitz mina alav. And when you take off your shoes, chaylitz shel smol tchila. You gotta be focused. You gotta take off the left shoe first. Why? Mr. Brew explains. Because right's more important, so the right should stay dressed longer than the left. So again, every morning, you gotta keep this all in mind. When you're getting dressed in the morning, you gotta cheshbon. Right, left, tie left, tie right. If your iter yad even more complicated. And then when you're taking off your shoes at night, you make sure you wanna take off your left first, and then your right. Okay.
So if you're changing from outdoor shoes into indoor shoes.
Same thing.
So you take off your left shoe first.
Then you take off your right shoe.
And so you got
no shoes.
You got bare feet.
And then you start again.
And then you start
right.
Okay.
Left.
So now the floor's cold.
That's correct. The floor is going to be cold.
Okay.
Now the next question is: we'll see in the Paiskim. Let's say you're changing on Friday to put on your Shabbos shoes.
Right.
Is there maybe a different halacha when it's Shabbos shoes because it's a mitzvah, or let's say the kohen who takes off his shoes to duchen?
Yeah.
Does that change the halacha? Well, we'll talk about these shows. It's amazing how much material there is here. I have 4 pages worth of material, 40-something Maamar Mekumis, on something which most people don't even think about, or don't even know about, or often, sadly enough, don't even follow. Now, if you look over here in number 4, Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger writes on the bottom, number 4, I apologize, it's out of order, because sometimes it's hard to fit everything on the page. So Reb Kiva Eger writes in number 4, Re'isi b'sefer Eimek HaMelech. He says, I found a new pshat, a different pshat on why is the left important for time. Mr. Baruch gave us the classic pshat that the left is special for time because the left is the Kshir Shel Tefillin. He says a different pshat. It says in the Sefer Eimek HaMelech and Parshas Lech Lecha, Tam L'Shvach HaMashadosh HaChazal, the Gemara says in Chulin, we were supposed to get up to this Gemara actually in our Sunday morning share yesterday, this week, Belina did this week, it says, B'schash Omer Avraham Avinu Michut V'Atzruch Nal. Avraham Avinu said by Avimelech, he says, I don't want to take Michut, a string, V'Atzruch Nal. What does Tzruch Nal translate? The shoelaces. So the Gemara says, Zachu bon of lebeis mitzvahs. Because of that comment, his children got 2 mitzvahs. What are the 2 mitzvahs? Chut shel tcheles, the strands of the tzitzis, v'rutzuah shel tefillin, and the strands of the straps of the tefillin. Says Reb Kiva Eger, Mishum hachi kivin de zachu letefillin neged she'amar ad Tzruch Nal. You see the connection between the tefillin and the shoelaces. So he writes, chashivas l'tzruch nal l'kshot tchila b'smol. That's why the laces go together with the tefillin. So there are those who want to tie it. So lefi this svara, it's only something that is a shoelace. It's not about tying. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it was about tying. The Torah was mechadish to me. Whenever you tie things, you tie with the left. But according to this Pshat of Reb Kiva Eger, it's not about tying. It's about what you're tying. It's you're tying the what? The tzruch nal, the shoelaces. So like the Mishnah Berurah said, if it's something which is not a shoelace, it's something like a belt, then there's no reason to think that the left should go before the right. Right, that's why. Right, that's why the right goes first. No, but I'm saying.
No, the
no. He's saying it has to do with laces because it says in the pasuk. It says tzruch nal.
Once you don't have a lace,
then it goes back to the regular rules. Right, that's right. Right,
exactly.
So that's the argument. Maybe you can argue that according to Reb Kiva Eger, some tzruch nal doesn't just mean shoelaces; it means the velcro also. Back to the original shayla. Maybe you'll tell me tzruch nal is a fancy way of saying the thing that closes your shoes. I don't. Maybe that would be another nafkamina between the two pshat, perhaps.
He didn't mention this.
He didn't mention. I happen to have found sources that address his shayla. I found him Ephraim Greenblatt. Mamish asks his shayla. What's the din in a case where you have just a what's it called? A velcro? Well, there is no. We'll get to it somewhere. We'll get to it hopefully in a few minutes. Now, halacha l'maaseh, how do we pass? So if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, number 5, he writes, the fishim etzinu shayimin hi chashuva b'toyer. We know the Torah always values the right. L'inyin avoida, when it comes to serving the Beis HaMikdash, l'inyin bohan yodon u'bahin regal shel meluim, v'shel mitzayra, u'liyim mitzis chalitza, l'chein b'levisha, when you get dressed, v'chein b'sha'ad dvarim, other things as well. L'oilam yaktim shel yamin l'shel smol, always right before left. U'b'chalitza hamin olam, u'shar b'gadim. Not just taking off your shoes, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when you're taking off your pants. So when you're taking off your pants, which leg comes out first? Left leg out, then right leg. Yachlit shel smol tchila. When it comes to tying, because they use that to tie the tefillin. Whenever there's a tying involved, that goes first. When you have shoes, so then he says it's true like this by all begadim, anything that has a tie. So he learns not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said this is only true by shoes. Says, no, anytime, any beged. Whenever there's a tying involved, left always goes before the right whenever there is a tie involved. So I think I wrote it over here. If you turn to page... Yeah, here it is. If you turn to page 4, in the number 37, Rabbi Ephraim Gilman asked Mamas Deshaila. He says, Nisha'alti, I was asked, Bin olim shiesh likshar hasruch shal regal smol, Echadin b'midbak hanolim oylemoshol pripos karsiim shal nechoshes. He was talking about like a clasp, closes. Im gamkin yesh lisko shal smol tchila. He's basically talking about a case where there's no string, there's no tying, but there's a clasp or a close with something else, a buckle. V'hishafti, said Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, da'atam de'shekruchem akshir kaidim de'zochel etzur shal tfilin, shenem avam avinu amichut v'atzruch na'al, v'im kein zeh rak b'na olim she'esh behem suruchim. It's got to be a lace. Avo b'na olim she'en iskam aidei suruchim sham, ein adifas l'smol. And they write, so was the opinion of Rabbi Belsky. So Rabbi Leibowitz came out, he thought not like that. He thought it's the same thing. But here, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, and as recorded by Rabbi Belsky, were both of the opinion not so. They thought Velcro or a buckle or anything that's not a kshiva, anything that's not a lace, would not be included in this. So it's a shayla halacha lamaisa, whether or not if you're wearing non-laced shoes, you're wearing Velcro, you're wearing a buckle, whether or not you still have to follow the chumrah of left to right. Okay. If you look over here, number 6, back to page 1, and page number 1, the Beis Yosef is bothered with Kashi. He says, if you look in the many of the Rishonim, they leave out this entire Gemara. They don't tell you how to put your shoes on in the morning. Why not? What happened to the Gemara? So he writes, says the Beis Yosef, you know why? Because a lot of the Rishonim, and the Rush was one of them, they thought that we passed like Rabbi Yosef. Do what you want. So if you do what you want, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to write what the Rishonim don't have to write it. Do what you want. Because the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says that I saw Rav Kahana who wasn't makbid. So that's eyewitness testimonial from a Chashev Yid. We call that today Maisa Rav. It's a story. Good to go. So it's a free for all. So Rav Ashi held like Rav Kahana because he was later. So we go with the later opinion. If the later Paisik said it's mutter, so it's mutter. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in number 7, he writes, the Arz Sechaim was the Malbum Sefer. The Malbum says the Mar Brei Drivina have a Basra Kamei Ravashi. The Arz Sechaim says the Mar Brei Drivina was also a Basra. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, ain't a kid. It's not true. The Kan Hu Mar Brei Drivona, Veloy Drivina. You got your names wrong. The Gemara, if you look carefully, the way we have it, it says Hu Mar Brei Drivona. Oh, there's no Yud there. So you say, what's the difference? It's a different person. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'aleo Amr Vashi, B'vomis Lav Mar Brei D'Rivano, Chosam Aleo, V'hayakadmoin. This Mar Brei D'Rivano was actually much earlier. So if Mar Brei D'Rivano was much earlier, so he says, U'mikol Mokoyim, B'tur V'Shulchan Aruch Choshish L'zeh, L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, they were Choshish, meaning they did not value the last opinion because he was earlier. And therefore, Kibush of Nachman Yitzchak Amar Yerushimayim. That's why in Shulchan Aruch it says to do it. So he says that the raya that the Malbim has is not a good raya because it's not the same person. It's not Ravina, but instead it's Ravon. Okay. Let's see number 3b. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, what does the lefty do? B'din kshivas min olim b'itu yad kibush yesh kama deyes b'zeh the ovid kemar ovid. Do what you want. A lefty can do what he wants. Okay. The reason why I picked this shiur is because my son's a lefty. And he's 6 years old, he's getting bigger. So my wife said, no, how should he get dressed in the morning? So that's a great topic for him. Okay, so the answer is, does what he wants. Mark Yudavid. That was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If you look at number 8, so now the question is, what about women? So we mentioned that the whole chashivas of the left is a kshirah shel tefillin. They don't have a kshirah shel tefillin. They don't have mitzruch of adnal, they don't have any of that. So the chayra for women, it should always be right, and that's it. They should just be right all the time. They are right all the time. But they should put on their right shoe first and then their left shoe, and that should be the end of it. They should tie the right and then put on the left and tie the left. Says it from Mizama number 8. Aval Isha Kimin Shemochim Biyodim Alenech Tefillin. She doesn't put on tefillin. Noeles v'kasherish ayamin tchila. Right, she puts on the right shoe, she ties the right shoe, she puts on the left shoe, she ties the left shoe. That's the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If you look in the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he writes not so fast. He says not so fast. Why? Because Reb Yaakov Emden discusses a halacha which I was contemplating discussing and I left off. The whole question, how a person wipes himself. What fingers and hands he uses. So the halacha is you're not supposed to use your right hand. You're not supposed to use... Okay, fine. So he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who says, "Even though a lady doesn't put on tefillin, we still consider her in the parsha." So says the Avnei Yeshva. So she should be like a man. Also, she should go right and then left. That was his opinion. He writes, he says, but to my opinion, I found one going that was that held like me. And who was that one going that was that is Rebbe Eliashiv? And what was the psak? That's similar to Reb Shlomo Zalman. That was the opinion of Rebbe Eliashiv, that what? That when it comes to a lady should also go, right goes first, and no right left, it goes just right for a lady. So halacha maaseh with the women, that's what many opinion hold. If you look in the Sefer Shevet HaKahasi, written by Rabbi Gross, the Belz Adayin in Eretz Yisrael, number 10, he writes, Nira, the Av Noshim Yikshiru Shal Smol Tchila. No. He thinks women also have to go left first for tying. It's intrinsic. It just shows us that left is more important. Not because they wear the tefillin. It's just a raya. Again, this is a very long shayla, sim and siba. Right? But the point over here is this shows me that the left has value. The left goes for women also. Therefore, he writes, ha'ola lahalacha, af hanoshim yikshuru shal smol tchila. So even women should put on the right, then put on the left, then tie the left, then tie the right, just like the men, not like Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Eliashiv. So we have a classical machloikis gedoyli achron. If you look in Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt, he also discusses this shayla, where he says, well, what about men and women? So he goes through the whole shayla, we're not going to read all inside, we don't have enough time. But he writes at the end, umemela ein lechalik ben ish al ish, hoyo v'rachmona achshavei lein yikshiru tefillin. He says the same svara, that it's not so much about you wearing the tefillin, it's about tefillin showed us what's more important. So he also rules that women should also put on their shoes right, left, tie left, tie right. So that's the fundamental machloikis achronim, how this is supposed to play out. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 12, Hacholitz min olav be'erev Shabbos kodesh. Let's say you take off your shoes on erev Shabbos kedei linol acherim hamichodim Shabbos to put on Shabbos shoes. Oy kedei lin koisim lechol Shabbos for a Jewish purpose. Then nearish hacholitz yimin tchila. When did the Gemara say you take left first and then right? That's when you're just doing it for fun, for pleasure. You're just taking your shoes off to relax. But if I'm taking off my shoes for some form of a mitzvah, instead of b'shem zama, then mitzvah. So the right has to go first, because now it becomes more chashiv to take it off. So therefore, Paschal B'Shalom Azam, that when you're taking off your shoes on Friday, amazing, when you take off your shoes on Friday to switch into your Shabbos shoes, then you have to do the right first. So Paschal B'Shalom Azam and Orbach. So on the footnote, in the B'Shalom Azam and Sefer number 13, he writes, V'afa b'sheish lefakvek amashikasa b'luach ha'etzisor b'shem ha'gayin Rav Kook. And Rav Kook Paschal, she'be'erev yom kippur cholet she'yemin tchila. If Cook said that an Erev Yom Kippur, when you're switching out of your leather to your non-leather, you also then take off your right first. Why? Because I'm doing it l'tzarech mitzvah. Ayin shom mishum desof kol sof ha-reizim mishum inu. He says, what if I care? But over there, it's an uncomfortable experience. You're going from uncomfortable. So he writes, k'moy kim be'erev tishabov, u'b'koyindo ein makam l'chvar yimin, mikom makam b'nidhi don shapur. He says, maybe you can argue on Rav Kook's shayla, but what are you doing in a case where you're switching from Erev Tishabov or an Erev Yom Kippur? He says, but on a Friday, no shayla. Friday for sure, right, goes first. So Reb Zalman acknowledges that even though there's a machloikis contemporary achronim, what do you do on an Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av? When you switch from those to the Yom Kippur shoes, he says, Rav Kook said, you still go right to left. And others argue, but he says, but on Friday, kuli amamayit. I don't see anyone should argue that on a Friday, you take off your weekday shoes, you gotta remember, it's gotta go right, left. So Paskins, Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you look at the Sefer Shevet HaKahasi, this Rabbi Gross from the Belza Dayin, he writes, Venir HaTam, Lahodu loynogim akoyhanam lachlitz koyden nalyimin. He says, let's say when the koyin duchens, you ever watch what shoe he takes off first? What shoe does the koyin take off first when he duchens? So again, the chayyur, one would argue, according to what we're saying, it should go right left. Yeah. We learned in Shulchan Aruch, it's left right. No, it's left right when you take off your shoes for pleasure. But when you take off your shoes for kedusha, it should go right left. So he says, in etzem achlitz mitzvah. He says, no, it's not true. Because taking off your shoes is not really a mitzvah. El yesh din la'asa lisa kapa of imam min olam. He says, it's not really a mitzvah. It's just a pshat is you're not allowed to have them on. So you got to get them off. Get them off however you get them off. Therefore, you do the following way. Which following that logic, it would say it's the same thing on Erev Kippur. Erev Kippur, I'm not allowed to wear the shoes, so I got to get them off. So then, not like with Cook, you should take off left, first, right.
So taking off your shoes for Tevila, if you're going to...
So the same thing, right? He would tell you the same thing. You should go like any other time you're taking off your shoes. He doesn't buy into this idea that when you take off your shoes for spirituality, it makes a difference. Okay. Then he writes, why is it respectful for the right shoe to have the left shoe taken off first? Because what's going to happen if you take off the right first, and so now the right's going to be barefoot on the ground. It's going to be insulting for the right to be, you know, alone. Now the point is, so he says, well, it doesn't make a difference why you're doing it. At the end of the day, the right foot is going to be alone without a shoe, and therefore you shouldn't do it that way. She says, based on my own logic, it's the same thing when you take off the shoes on Erev Kippur. It should not make a difference. You should always go right, left. You should still go left, right. So we have machloikis. What do you do on Erev Kippur, on Erev Tisha B'Av, when you're going to the mikveh, or if you're a kohen? Do you go right, left, or left, right? Then we have Rishon Mizalman who said that on a Shabbos, on Friday, you definitely go from right to the left. Okay. So that's just push it, how to put your shoes on in the morning. Okay, now we'll talk about another interesting shayla that has to do with getting dressed in the morning. There's a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes at number 15, Yizar meluvosh beiz malvushim yachad bepamachas. You should be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. You shouldn't put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Why? Ki kosho l'shechecha. Because it can cause a person to forget his Torah. Where does this come from? It comes from an Arizal. Now it's interesting, people say it comes from the Gemara in Horius. I don't know. I looked up the Gemara in Horius a couple of times. The Gemara in Horius has a whole list of things that are kosher l'shechecha. It does not mention this. This comes from that Arizal, fine. A lot of it comes from that Arizal. And the Magen Avraham records al halacha, which means you're not allowed to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Now, why is this negeya? Let's say, for example, you have a sweater and a shirt. So you just put them on at the same time. Put it over your head. It's more negeya with a little kid sometimes. You want to save time, so you put on two things at once. Well, see, it's very negeya. Let's say you want to put your yarmulke into your hat, or put your yarmulke into your cap, and put them both on at the same time. Is that a violation of putting on two articles at the same time? Or let's say you want to slip into both feet of your shoes at the same time. Or let's say you have shoes that already have rubbers on them. So you want to just slip into the shoe with the rubbers already on and save yourself 2 minutes. Is that a problem? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, number 16, HaManiach Mavusha Mirashoysev Mishkach Lemudiv, he writes over here, meaning the Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avram. He says, V'chein yesh lezar meluvah shnei mavushim yachar. A person should be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time, ki kosher l'shechecha. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram, Halachal Ma'isi, you should try not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. I don't know. The Gemara has a whole list of things that are kosher l'shechecha, and it's hard to know. If we don't get to it, there's a fascinating Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says, and this my daughter does, if you put your right shoe on your left foot or your left shoe on your right foot, it's also kosher l'shechecha. My daughter does because she's little and her shoes happen to be made in a way that's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to tell which is her right. But sometimes we do it also. Like we're not conscious. We just stop our foot in just because we want to walk 10 feet. The Kaf HaChaim says it's not a good idea. You can lose your money. You can lose your Torah. It's a bad idea. Keep everything where it's supposed to be. As Isaac the Kaf HaChaim. Okay? So these types of things I don't claim to understand exactly what tips off what, but that's what he writes. So with Ryan Greenblatt, there's a whole tshuva over here, number 17, where he writes like this. Minister Pakti, I'm a supik. Ha'im ha'kavona lebeiz malvushim nefrodim kelchutzo mi'il. Does this have to be like two separate things? Like, you know, a shirt and something else? Avo beiz malvushim mimin echad mutter. Or let's say it's the exact same thing. It's two of the same. Let's say it's really cold, so you're going to put on, you know, two sweaters at the same time. Is that a problem? Lamashal, Bey Zuga's Garbayim, the Kova, Im Kippa. Right? Let's say you want to put on two pairs of socks at the same time. You want to wear two pairs of socks. Put them on at the same time. Or Kova, Im Kippa. People do this all the time. People who wear a hat and the yarmulke doesn't fit, so what do? They take their hat off, they put the yarmulke in, they put it on together. Says the Rebbe Grima, V'yididi agoyne befal zilber, he shall leave in itzas v'sifar marpil anefesh, the loy matzah shal hedja, it's not mavorish anywhere, avim mashmoy stimas haloshim bevadim mashmoy deshaich, bebeiz minim avush. Yeah, why not? Same problem. The midloy mechalik bebeiz minim avushim. Shouldn't do it.
My winter coat has a line of it, zips.
Right, so that I think is already considered one.
Okay.
But let's say, for example, I know Let's say you want to put on a, you know, two layers. You want to put on a sweatshirt and a kobamis at the same time. Just throw everything on. That you shouldn't do. Then he writes, Nistapakti, Eichadim b'mina olim im arelim biyachad. Shoes with the rubbers. Yeah. Right? The old style rubbers. Not everyone wears them so much today. No one wears them today. But back then they used to be wrapped, you know, you put them on. So instead of taking them off, you keep them on the shoe and you slip your foot out of the shoe. Then you'll slip your foot in. And therefore you'll be putting on two things at the same time. So he quotes, V'ulai zetolei im minol b'chlal beged. So this is a very long shaila. Is a shoe called a beged? Okay. He writes, "Ubarach hashochet semebeis sevav kasev v'nir demin olam ink peda." Shoes don't count. Shoes are not considered a beged. V'imkin efshel livash min olam imaradam b'pamachas. He says you have no problem. He says later on, I found this in the first like this by the Tzvi Pesach Frank as well, and therefore it's not a problem for rubbers and a shoe, but everything else he thinks he should be makbid. Don't put on anything else double at the same time.
But obviously, like he said, if it's, let's say, a raincoat with a
line in certain... No, I don't think that's two things. But I think,
but
let's say...
jacket like this, which has actually two... It's two separate coats, but you zip it in, and mm-hmm. I leave it there all the time.
Yeah, so then I think it's the head as one. But let's say, for example, sometimes people want to put on a raincoat, and they want to put on top of the raincoat, they want to put a poncho, and they want to do it at the same time. It's hard to do it. That would be a problem.
Yeah.
So they look over here. If you look at number 18 for by Rabbi Yashiv, they asked Rabbi Yashiv the same shaila. Bedover levishes beid mavushim biyachat shekosh l'shecha eichadim ba'ad ve'elim shalosh malanol megeshem. What's the deal with the rubbers? So he writes the number left side tirutz. Efshel hatazer. Rabbi Yashiv was matrit. So they asked him why. So he said because yeshloimish ein aleim shein beged. Said Rabbi Yashiv because a shoe does not have a status of a beged. The Magen Avraham said you're not supposed to put on two begadim. It's not a beged. So he writes in the footnote number 19. He writes. Right, he writes, Mishum shelo oylam ein lovshin madvelim b'fnei atzma. He says, because no one ever wears a rubber on its own. It only goes to cover up a shoe. Elarak b'tur kisi alan olam. Ve'ein lahem shein beged. It does not have a status of a beged. V'avikamo nylon shesam malkova. It's like, oh, so let's say you have a thin cover over your hat. So you tell me I can't put my hat on that has a cover on top of that because it's too begadim at one time? Right, all those people that they put on a thin cover to cover their hats in the rain, a rain cover.
Yeah.
So Frank, they asked Rabbi Yashiv, why is that not a problem? Because that's not too begadim. That thin cloth is not a beged, so it's not a problem. So he says, not a problem. He says, in general halachic status, we don't look at shoes as a beged. And he quotes the Shvus Yankov, who writes, he has a machloikis between him and the Shari Ephraim, in min olim heim b'chal malvish. What's an egetu? Let's say a guy makes a neder. Person makes a neder that I'm not going to wear clothing. Is he allowed to wear shoes? Are shoes clothing? Are shoes a beged? Or are shoes a different metzias? So he says that's the whole discussion over here. And therefore says, Rabbi Yashiv, rubbers on your shoes is definitely not a problem.
So why is the hat with the yarmulke a problem? Why is the hat any different than shoes? Why? Shoes are not clothing.
No, a hat is considered a malbush. Yeah, it is. That's a malbush.
But I know people who, if they've got button-down collars, they keep their tie in their collar when they take their shirt off.
Interesting. That's a good shaila.
Not tied.
No, they'll keep it. They'll keep it.
No, but
they're not still there. They're not still there.
They're not still there.
Yeah, yeah. He's saying they do it literally. They keep everything on.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
You gotta really
stoop your head out. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to do. But yeah, I think
someone close to me does that.
So again, you can make the svar the other way. You can make the argument that a tie on its own is nothing.
Like the rubbers on...
Like the rubber, like one of the swords that we actually used. I don't think anyone thinks that a tie is not considered a beged. That's for sure true. A tie is a beged. There's no question. Unless you make the argument like Rabbi Yashiv was saying, that it has to be independently... A tie independently is chashev. You can wear a tie without tie without a shirt. It's a little funny, but... But a tie is definitely a davar chashev. I can hear that being a problem. I can hear that being a problem. I think so. So the Sefer Siach Halach, he also clears the same shiloh. I'm sorry. Now the shiloh is good. So you're not allowed to put on two articles at the same time. What about taking them off? We live in a very lazy generation. So if we can take off two things at once, Kvaldik, a person will take off his pants and his underwear at the same time. I do this all the time with my kids when I'm trying to get them undressed for the bath. So if I can take off two articles at once, I save me half a battle already. So Shiloh, there's really two Shilohs to this. First of all, is it a din in the one taking it off, or is it a din in the person? Let's take an example, I put shoes on my children. Do I have to be makbid left, right, left? Or it's only a din in the person who wears... Achrayim talk about this. These are real shaylas. I'm not even like making this stuff up. Real discussions. Is it a din in the kosher? Is it the one who's actually tying it and I tie the shoes? Or is it a din in the person who the shoes go on? So let's go over here. So the Magen Avraham said you're not supposed to put on. What about take off? Let's say a person wants to, let's say you're wearing a yarmulke with a cap. So you take off your cap, now you just took off two things at once. Or let's say, for example, you're wearing a coat and a jacket. So you come in and you take everything off at once. You took off two articles at the same time. You took off your coat, you took off your jacket.
Right.
Or let's say, for example, you want to take off your pants and your undergarments at the same time. You just pull everything down. Let's say, for example, you're wearing a bunch of layers. So you can do it. You're wearing sweatpants and something else. You pull everything down at one time.
Well, I never say kashal ishikhan and remove it.
Oh, that's the shayla. Shayla is how much do we add to what chazal, well, not chazal, here that Rizal said it. So if you look in the sefer number 20, in the sefer Siach Halacha, they write, he says, Livshut beiz malvushim yachab b'fnei atzmai, is there a problem with removing or removal is okay? So he writes, I'm the country's has the car and I go to the Khamish Kishlito, the heavy sham, by Islam and Gibbon Shem Hagos, or Khashim, the ink paid. No problem. Taking off is not the same thing as putting on. You can't put on too, but you can take off too. If you look in the Sefer Shevet HaKasi, this he writes like this. You shouldn't take them off together. Okay? So there were Gedolim that were Makbit, the Belz Rebbe, and from the Kamarna. The Shiloh is why? What's the Hakpodah? So he says an interesting Svar. He says, I found the Sefer Yosef Oimitz HaKadmoin. She costed the Sefer Kavanas Ariza Isa, the Luvish Beis Begadim Keachot Kosha Moed Shech. Why? Why is putting on two things together kashishcha? Venirli demasherod zelizor b'ze yafshem mavushim echem mehem. Dim kishi yokum yimtza beiz mavushim tuchuvim ze b'ze yishlochu shaydez rizasai leilcha beis akise yishkach v'yilba shneim kachet. He says because if you're going to take off two at the same time, you may put on two in the same time. So whatever, I'm going to take it or leave it. He says because if you want to be careful, because you're going to get kishi yokum, you're going to get up and you're going to find two mavushim tuchuvim ze b'ze. You're in such a rush that you're going to take off two, and now they're perfectly, you know, lined up together. You put them back on. I don't know. So he writes at the end, La halacha medina muto livshet shnei begadim vasachas av kedai lahakpid. He thinks it's kedai to be makpid, even though technically it's probably not really so us. And that was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman thought it's not us at all. Number 22, Masha iskiu wa poiskim shein livush shnei malvushim biyachad the kosher l'shicha ein ze ela belavisha v'loy bipshita. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's only for putting on, not for taking off. And he explains on the bottom why. He writes, I after me sheish kasev sheish lochsh gam b'pshita shnei mavushim. Even though that there were those that were concerned. Near the inlonu el mashah hisku apoyskim lahedra. He says, no. With these types of things, you don't add on more than they're given. If they tell you it's taking on, it's taking on. They don't say taking off, don't add on to it. V'gam b'chol ha'dvarim sheskiu chazal shekosh m'shricha av sheishayim dover zeh nechal b'tzivir v'kam gib shenin yishar dvarim sugol m'shem chazal. He says, keep what we have. Don't add on more. Whatever it says on the page is there. Nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Belsky's Zatzal as well, at number 23. Rabbi Belsky writes, someone asked him, Im tzarech lahazir shalif shet beiz mabushim yachet, should you be careful? He writes, Loi matzonu kol chshash bezeh. Rak l'gabi luvoish, it's only about wearing, not about removing. And therefore, Rabbi Belsky, paskins like Reb Shlomo Zalman, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, like the Kipshuta, that you may take off two articles of clothing at the same time, you just may not. So again, if you're going to have your yarmulke in your hat or your yarmulke in your cap, you could take them both off at the same time, but you really should be makbid not to put them on at the same time. This people are not zoyran at all. This I see all the time people doing. They'll put the yarmulke in their hat. That's not right. That would be a violation of this Magen Avraham and this Mishnah Berurah. Okay. If you look at number 24, Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not only about shoes that it goes right-left, it's everything. He writes over here, in the middle line, he writes, Toiv shiyosim shnei tzidi hamalbush biyad yamin v'yalbush ayamin v'achakach asmol. V'yichavim ki akol nichlal biyaminu min ayamin bol l'smol. Everything should go right first. You're putting on your jacket, right arm first. You're putting on your pants, right. Everything should go right first. Putting on your socks, right sock first. Everything should go right first over the left. So that we mentioned earlier that the chassidim have a minug, is that their buttons are the opposite of the way we have it. Why? Because they want to go from right to left, not left to right. So everyone says the chassidim do that. Says the Orchas Rabbeinu, this is safe for written from the Talmud of the Stipler. He writes, Ma'ivir Rebbe Omali, Sheish lahakbid luvo sheish abagadim mukhtofirim miyamin l'sma. You should buy clothing where the buttons go from right to left. V'yesh mekod l'zeh, v'omali shegamor nechazinish hikbid ma'ir al zeh. The chazinish was makbid on that. Chazinish was makbid to have shirts that go from right to left.
Maybe right to left. All shirts are that way.
No,
you
they're not.
On the right,
no.
And the left.
No. Depends how you get. Depends which way. No. You're going this way. You're going right to left.
I'm going right to left.
Right. He wants to make sure that you're always going the right way to the left way. That you,
how
no.
else could you go? It's automatic.
Put it the other way around.
Have
the buttons on the other side. Then you're buttoning the other way. No, I think he wants you to go. He wants you to go this way.
It's the tradition that women were dressed by ladies.
You're not really, Michael. You're not going this way. You're going this way. When you're really going left to right.
No, I'm right button.
No,
to my left.
It's left into the right. You're putting your left into your right, really.
Oh, depends.
Depends how you do it, I guess. So he writes over here, you should go kafter miyamin l'smal. There's a gufyes im a kaftorim lehichlof adayin v'loy mikaftorim legamri. B'chein amaliv emil geshem shalish a kaftorim l'smal yamin. He had a raincoat that went from left to right. Shechlifus a kaftorim. He said you should switch it around v'achurim k'tei sheyichtvru. So it should go from right to left. So writes the stipler. Okay. Now, what happens, let's go back to a lefty for a second. We mentioned that you're supposed to go right, left, let you put on your right pants first, your right arm first, your right. What about a lefty? So the Debitsina Rav writes, a lefty should also go right first. So even if you're a lefty, you should still put on your right leg pants first, and your right arm first, and everything should still go right. Okay. Now let's talk for a second about Shabbos shoes. The Aruch HaShulchan, we mentioned the number 27, says that we learned that if you put on two articles of clothing at the same time, it's kosher shikha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan number 27, the nire debin olam inkpeda. For shoes, there's no problem. And we mentioned that Rabbi Eliashiv had two understandings of why. Either because, let's say for example, does it mean shoes? The Aruch HaShulchan says shoes are not a problem. So let's say for example, the question is why? Why are shoes not a problem? So we mentioned because shoes are not called a beged. The whole akpod over here is two malbushim, a loivish, a beged. So if so, this is the gate to something else. The Gemara says in Shabbos number 28, the Gemara says, V'chibadetoy me'asoiz derechecho, V'chibadetoy shlo yeh malvushecho shal Shabbos ke malvushecho shal chol. Your Shabbos clothing should not be the same as your weekday clothing. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 29, Yishtadol sheyoloi begodim no'im l'Shabbos, the person should have nice clothing for Shabbos, V'mi'ef sheloi l'foches yishal shel, you should try to make them look different. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean you should have nice clothing for Shabbos? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, V'chibadetoy v'doshu chazal shloim avushuch ha-Shabbos kavushuch ha-chol. V'toyv shlo yilbash b'Shabbos kol mashal lovish b'chol. You should have separate clothing. Afilu cholik, even a shirt. You should have a separate Shabbos shirt. So the question is, you have to have separate Shabbos shoes. What's the Shaila? Because you're telling me now that it's not called a Malbush. So what was the Lush of the Gemara? Malbush Choshol Shabbos, Shloim Malbush Choshol. Shoes are not called a Malbush. So if shoes are not called a Malbush, I don't have to have two pairs of shoes. I could have one pair of shoes, use it twice. Says the Chutshani of Nissen Karel Tzatzal, he writes, Na'olim, shoes, Nira de'ene b'chlal tzus nikiya. They're not included in the night clothing. Kimish ha'derech she'em eslach l'chem miyad k'sholchem b'hem. Again, I don't know if that would be true today. Today, people spend a lot of money. They take a lot of pride in their shoes. Back then, shoes were meant to get dirty. They were just like, you know, like Lahavdil. Today, we have, you know, boots. Even though today, boots also became a social, you know, a style. But really, they're just there to, you know, keep your feet from the snow. So he's saying shoes are not supposed to look nice. So therefore, he argues you don't need to have special Shabbos shoes because it's not going to look nice. Your shoes are going to get dirty from the road. He says, if you have one pair of shoes, then you should polish them for Shabbos. Then he writes, maybe there is a reason to have nice, separate Shabbos shoes. But the Tzitz Eliezer writes, based on a Yerushalmi, that he paskins Allah Chalamaisa, that there is no need to have Shabbos shoes. You don't have to have Shabbos shoes. You have to have one pair of shoes, you know, polish it. There is no chiyuv to have Shabbos shoes. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Avadya Yosef as well. If you look in Alkut Yosef number 33, Rabbi Avadya's son writes, and this is what his father ruled in Yechavadas, Ein tzarech liyachin na'olam l'choy Shabbos. You do not have to have Shabbos shoes. Again, every Jewish home, everyone has Shabbos shoes. You don't need Shabbos shoes. V'rashoyim odom l'shtamish b'Shabbos min olam shenol b'michol. You can wear your weekday shoes. You should try to polish them because this way they look like panim chadosh, they look nice. But zoktim v'amahadeli yachin olam yuched l'shabbos. If you want to be, you know, spend the extra 25, 35, whatever, how much they cost? Tava la bracha avada. That's a beautiful bracha. But meikar adin he passes. You do not have to. Again, it has to be something that looks nice. The Rosh Hashanah has to look nice. So you can argue it doesn't look nice. Sneakers and a suit maybe doesn't look so present.
It's very stylish.
I don't know. Oh, it is?
Especially if they're white sneakers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm behind the time. Oh, yeah? Maybe?
Yeah.
The Maisa, there were Achrenim that clearly ruled not like this. For example, if you look in the Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav, the Vilna Gaon writes, bin Hogoy, his minog was lahachlif kol begodov. Everything went. Mikaf regel v'ad rosh. From top to bottom, everything was switched for Shabbos. Bal ya'ade dovash lelechem. Not one thing stayed. Same thing with the Chazon Ish, number 36. Hichlif l'Shabbos kol begodov. Kam hatalis v'hakipa v'hana'olim. Everything went for the Chazon Ish. Nothing stayed the same. Now we can imagine the Chazon Ish was probably tighter on cash than most of us are, but nonetheless, he got rid of everything. Everything was, even the yarmulke. I know many people are not going to have a Shabbos yarmulke. It's based on this Chazon Ish.
I have Shabbos glass.
Shabbos glass, there you go. That's the stomach of the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish held. Everything's got to go. They even talk about undergarments, special Shabbos underwear and Shabbos socks and Shabbos this and Shabbos everything. Everything's got to be different from top to bottom. Everything's got to be different. Okay. Then we'll leave off one more interesting halacha from the Kaf HaChaim, number 39. The Kaf HaChaim writes, Hamachlev sandal shall small yamin. If you switch your shoe from your left to your right, kosher l'sina. What does that mean? Kosher l'sina? Uma'avid mizanoisov, and you lose your food. So obviously it's not good, right? The question is, what do these words mean? So the Rebbe Ephraim has a whole tshuva where some people think that's supposed to be kosher l'sina or l'shina, means you forget your Torah. So he has a whole mahalach over here, number 40. You can read it on your own, how exactly what this means. But halach l'maisa, we should try to be careful not to switch to shoes. Sometimes we do it because we don't care. We just want to walk a couple feet. So we'll put the wrong shoe on the wrong foot. It's not a good idea. It's not healthy. It can either lose your food, you lose your Torah. Try to stay clear of any of these types of procedure. Mr. Shem,